أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنكحوا الأيام منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله صدق الله العظيم. This is the beginning of ayah number 32 and just a portion of ayah number 33 inshallah. Up to now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about means, mechanisms, structures that will protect the community and the ummah from promiscuity, shamelessness, immodesty, etc. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another way and means, and that is the address that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making to the guardians of all unmarried people, both male and male, spouseless. Allah says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, and get the unmarried, the spouseless, both males and females, married from amongst you. Whether the person was never married before, whether it is a person that has advanced in age, a person that is young, whether it was a person that was divorced before, or a person who had lost their spouse, all have been included in this word ayama. Ayama means an unmarried, it means unmarried persons, unmarried people, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this responsibility upon the guardian to arrange that marriage. And hence, in the case of a female, when that proposal comes, then it is the responsibility of that guardian, obviously together with the girl, but the responsibility of the guardian is great in that he should see to it that the proposal is appropriate, and of course within the confines of the Shariat, etc., and then he should proceed if everything is in order, insofar as the deen of the boy is concerned. Insofar as a young man is concerned, again it is the responsibility of the guardian to make sure that arrangements for nikah is made and then the correct procedures be followed. Here we find a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but before that one needs to understand that insofar as preparation for nikah is concerned, preparedness for nikah is concerned, people are of different degrees and nature. There are those that can afford the nikah, and to afford the nikah and have the capability and ability of nikah relies on three things. One is the mind of the person, the sanity of the person. Secondly is the financial responsibilities, or rather the financial ability of the person to take care of the financial responsibilities. And then third, also the physical capabilities, that whether that person will be able to fulfill the conjugal rights of the marriage. And hence these are the three aspects that needs to be looked at. When all three are found, then the ulama have written that that nikah should take place, especially when a person, if one does not marry and there is fear of one embarking on sin, embarking on zina and adultery, then the ulama have given the fatwa of obligation, that that marriage now becomes an obligation upon that person to make nikah. Obviously, if the person does not have the abilities, especially the financial ability, then that person should wait till the ability has been fulfilled and one has now the financial ability to proceed with the nikah. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nikah was emphasized by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a matter of fact, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. Allah speaks about the various Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah says that all of them we sent, and each one of them had made nikah and had children. Obviously there was, according to some commentators, the exception of Hazrat Yahya alayhi as-salatu was-salam. So Nabi alayhi as-salatu was-salam on one occasion saw a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Akkaf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him with regards to his marriage, are you married? The person replied in the negative. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Do you have a legal halal female slave?" The person replied in the negative. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him a very pertinent question thereafter: "Are you by the means of marriage?" In other words, do you have the financial means of marriage? So that person replied, "Yes, I have the financial means." So he has the financial means and he has not made nikah yet. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you are the brother of shaitan. In other words, you have the means. In other words, you are of age and everything is there available to, for you, and yet you have not made nikah. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the worst amongst you is he who does not marry. And the person who is meanest amongst you is that person that dies unmarried. So we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized abundantly on this issue. And to terminate, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that when we look at this ayah, in the second part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some assurance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to financial capabilities. So he used to say that make nikah and fulfill this command of Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill his promise upon you. The second command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given is وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the owners of slaves, male and females in those days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that those slaves that have the capability of marriage and they wish to get married, then those owners of theirs, their masters, should not stop them from getting married, whether it is a male slave or a female slave. إِيَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. That if they are in a state of poverty, impoverished, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich them from His grace and from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this does not mean that when a person does not have the wealth at all, then one should embark on marriage, and then after the marriage one is unable to sustain the wife or the spouse. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those that have some financial ability, and their fear is that if I marry, then I may not be able to fulfill the financial responsibilities. For such individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. The ulama have explained, like the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if a person makes nikah for the sake of chastity, for the sake of fulfilling this command of Allah, fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, his intention is right, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs and Allah will enrich him. Wallahu wasi'un alim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most bounteous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. The first part of the next ayah is in actual fact a continuation, in which Allah says, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. That person who does not have the means of making nikah, either he does not have the financial means, or perhaps physically he is still not by the means, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for that person he should become chaste. حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriches him from his grace, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person does not have the means at all, and I think it is very, very important in this society of ours, that sometimes we find that a young man has deviated from the path, he has picked up bad habits, and many of us are of the opinion that if he gets married, everything will become right, and all is now okay. And then we find that we have messed the life of not only the young man, but a young girl, and sometimes there are children involved. So parents should take heed of these matters, that we should not feel that when a person's habits are not according to the Sharia, a person has picked up the drug habit, for example, and then we think that nikah will solve these matters, and sometimes it only creates and it blows up the situation out of proportion. So we should be very, very careful and take care that that person is not capable of nikah. Hence, we should abstain in those instances. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.